Welcome to Big Blue Kickoff Live, brought to you by Andrew Mark. I'm Anita Marks here with John Schmelk. We're coming to you live from the University at Albany, home to Giants training camp. And what a day it was. You can see behind me just absolutely spectacular weather. It definitely made head coach Tom Coughlin very happy because he actually had a fantastic practice today, John.
Yeah, after losing half of yesterday's practice because of the rain, they were supposed to be in full pads yesterday. Today, they were supposed to be just in uppers, but because of the rain yesterday, they were in full pads today. I'll tell you what, one group that wasn't too happy about today, though, were the players, because this was by far the hottest day so far here at training camp, and they had some issues with some dehydration and dealing with that heat.
We want to remind you, we want the fan interaction, so please dial us up. The phone number, 518-437-3774. Again, 518-437-3774. Also, you can find us on Twitter. Make sure you include that hashtag, Giants Chat, for any questions or comments about the show. Let's break down practice. As you said, very hot. And some guys with some issues today. Mike McCants left with dehydration. They were actually kind of giving him, heart palpitations or whatever. They were checking him out. That was kind of scary.
He's okay though.
Right.
And yeah, he had to get moved off the field because of some heat issues, not being hydrated enough. Jerron Hosley had the calf cramps, which happens when you don't drink enough. And Chris Horn had a similar issue. He had to leave the field as well. So those are three guys that. When it gets hot, these players aren't quite ready for it. We mentioned it. It was almost 90 degrees today, by far the hottest day of camp. These guys have to adjust. They have to be ready for the weather. Some guys simply don't drink enough fluids before practice starts.
And Michael Boley still out with a hamstring, so he had to watch from the sideline, hoping he gets some action real soon.
Yeah, no word on when he's going to get back from that hamstring. Remember, though, Anita, he's a veteran, so you don't want to rush him back, have him re-aggravate it, risk the regular season. Let him take his time getting back. And the other injury we have to worry about is Terrell Thomas. He is still not here. He was getting a second opinion from his doctor out in L.A. They still don't know the severity of the injury. Coach Coughlin spoke after practice, and he said he will be seeing Dr. James Andrews, the noted elbow specialist, if you're a baseball fan.
Right.
He'll take a look at the knee. Hopefully, they'll get some good news. He won't have a complete tear. Won't even have a partial tear, maybe. Who knows? They're looking for all these opinions. They don't know the severity yet. We'll see. We'll have more information in the next couple of days, and of course, you can get that information right here on Giants.com.
Yeah, and again, that phone number, 518-437-3774 to call into the show. As I said, head coach Tom Coughlin, very happy with practice today. Why? Well, few mistakes and a ton of great grabs. Let's break it down again. Hickson, deep ball from Eli Manning. He looks spectacular. I'm so excited for him this season.
Yeah, Hickson's catch came in the final two-minute drill the Giants were supposed to have at the end of practice, their first two-minute drill of the preseason, of the training camp, excuse me. And on the second play, Eli hits Hickson for an 80-yard catch. Two plays later, they're in the end zone. And coaches at the postgame presser actually complaining that they scored too quick. They couldn't practice it. The media tried to be playful, like, we got to tell your quarterback not to be so good. And coach, he didn't even laugh. He was really upset they didn't get more two-minute drill time in, because that's something you want to work on in the preseason. But a great catch by Hickson. And what coach is really happy about with Dominic on that play, a guy coming off of two ACLs, he was able to go up, get the ball in the air, land on his knees, hit the turf, get up, be healthy. He's amazing how good he's looked coming back from those two injuries. He's confident in those legs to make plays like that, and coach is thrilled for him. Everyone loves Dominic around here. He's a great guy and a great receiver.
Yesterday, head coach Tom Coughlin gave a shout-out to David Douglas, a wide receiver who had a great grab today as well.
Yeah, he had an unbelievable one-handed catch down the right sideline after beating the defensive back, and he's made a lot of solid plays in camp. He showed good hands. He's been able to get open against those guys in the defensive third team, but that catch today was really the highlight. Reached out with one arm, grabbed it, went down. Another receiver that made a great play today, Anita, was Dan DePalma. And that was on a flea flicker, the third trick play we've seen from the Giants. We've seen a fake punt from Weatherford, a wide receiver option pass from Hickson, and now the flea flicker today. He made a nice catch over his shoulder. Stevie Brown, the safety, was upset with himself for getting beat on the play, kind of pushed him to the turf afterwards. There were some words, and there was a little physicality, a little chippiness in the full pad practice today.
But it's like that, especially the really full day. Yesterday, the weather was not very cooperative. So today, it was chippy, but you expect that.
You want physicality,
right.
But you don't want guys fighting either or potentially getting themselves hurt. There's a precarious balance there, but coach seemed pretty happy with it.
Again, 518-437-3774, the number to get in, Big Blue Kickoff Live. And last but not least, Reuben Randle beat Bruce Johnson, went up, got the ball. He's looked great, really, all camp.
Yeah, and he beat Bruce Johnson. The pass was a little bit underthrown. Johnson caught up. Randle went up with that big frame of his. Both guys actually had their hands on the ball, but Ruben Randle used his strength, outworked Bruce Johnson, came down with the catch. He's looked good very, very much in camp so far.
As we said, he has. He's looked spectacular, and Jerry Reese said it. Listen, the reason why the Giants went out and drafted him is because he's pro-ready. He had an opportunity to talk to the media today during media availability. Let's hear what he had to say.
Yeah, I think I've done a pretty good job so far. Still got a lot of long way to go, but just as long as I keep taking strides, you know, just get better each and every day, everything should be fine. This beginning of the camp, I started working at the X, so I'm starting to get more feel for that right now. So during the OTAs and things, I was working with the Z and the W, so now I'm moving to the X and learning that position now.
Talk, if you can, about the sense of competition at your position and how it's gone through camp.
I mean, we don't pretty much look at it as competition. We just look at it, just go out there and get better, get each other better each and every day. You know, the coach is going to decide whoever he wants to play on game day. So our job is to go out there and do the best we can, let the coaches decide.
If it came out, do you sense that you could possibly make contributions right away?
Yeah, that's my plan. I just go out there and try to prove myself each and every day. And like I said, leaving up to the coach's hand, just as long as I do my job, everything else will take care of itself. Oh, yeah, Akeem, I talk to Akeem every day. He's been like a big brother to me. He's, you know, guided me along, teaching me the ropes, so I'm really thankful for him. Just out there on the practice field, when he see me do something wrong or see something I could do better, you know, he just put me to the side and just chit-chatted up and just continue to try to get better.
Does Corey work with you too?
Yeah, he's one of the main ones that stay on me, so he said he's going to push me each and every day, so I'm looking forward to the challenge.
I mean, does he go over your routes with you and things like that?
Or? No. He just give me knowledge. You know, he teach me, like Hakeem do, teach me the ropes, some of the things that he knows since he's been in the league for a little while. So I just, you know, take heed on the things they tell me.
Again, any questions about the wide receiving core? We're here for you. Phone number 518-437-3774. John, how quickly, we heard Jerry Reese, again, pro-ready, but how quickly is Randle adjusting to the NFL and, of course, his training camp?
Physically, he's great. He's big, he's fast, he gets separation, he has those deceptive long strides where it doesn't look like he's running that fast, but he just keeps running past everybody like Randy Moss used to have. I'm not calling him Randy Moss, I'm just saying.
Not yet, that not yet.
Relax.
Okay.
With those long strides that you can run past, but it doesn't look like you're running that quick. But where he does need to improve is hitting the books and learning the offense, which really shouldn't come as a surprise. All rookies have a hard time picking up pro offenses, especially an offense like Kevin Gilbride's. He needs to put a little bit more work into it, be a little more serious about it, and if he does, he can be a real, real force in the NFL, especially with guys like Akeem Nicks and Victor Cruz as mentors for him.
Little Birdie told me that not only does he have one playbook, he has all three for the X, the Y, and the Z receivers. It shows you how much confidence Kevin Gilbride has in him mentally.
Though
so,
I'd be surprised.
A lot on this young man's plate.
I'd be surprised if we saw him in the slot. Not exactly the 6'3", 200-something-pound body type that you usually see play in that slot position.
Let's head out to our callers. Caller, welcome to the show. Your name, where are you calling from?
Hey, how's it going? This is Austin from Franklin Lakes. How are you guys?
What's up,
welcome.
Austin?
So my question is about Jarrell Jernigan. You know, I've heard a lot of great things about him, and I just wanted to find out how he's doing in camp.
You know, Jernigan's looked pretty good. He had a quiet practice today, but he's made some big plays down the field earlier in camp. And you hear from Kevin Gilbride Jr. later on in the show, and he talks a little bit about how Jernigan is getting better with the offense. And when he's good with the offense, he plays fast, and he looks like that third-round pick. But when he's still thinking and he's not quite sure, that's when his game slows down a little bit, Anita, and that's where he runs into trouble. He's getting there. He's improving, but he's not 100% there yet in terms of knowing this offense.
Let's go to our next caller. Welcome. Name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Rob Rubenstein. I'm from Port Washington, Long Island.
What's up,
and,
Rob?
I was wondering what the current status of Akeem Nicks is. Is he running around? Is his foot getting better?
He is running a little bit. He's on schedule, which is kind of in the middle to late August area. But look, this team is going to be very cautious with Akeem. even if his foot is ruled okay by the doctors, they're going to let him ramp up here. Because remember, even if you bring him back and the foot's okay, if you have him run too early, if you have him get into a preseason game before his body is ready, he could pull a hamstring, he could pull a quad, then all of a sudden lose for 5 or 6 more weeks. You don't want that to happen. He's a veteran, he knows the playbook. Let him get healthy. Take your time.
One thing that's evident to me, though, John, is that he's definitely, he's bulked up. He's his upper body. I mean, he's a lot thicker. Not that he's overweight or, I mean, it looks like it's muscle mass, not flab. But with that being said, I made a comment. I said, well, you know, maybe this has happened because of his foot injury. And someone said, no, he came into OTAs like this. So, you know, he's coming in this year with a lot more, you know, upper body strength, maybe to be a little bit more physical off the line.
As long as it doesn't affect his speed, if he's a stronger guy, that's all that matters. But that is one issue. And, you know, like I mentioned before, when you have a broken foot, you can't run. You could eventually do some pool work and things like that. But in the first 3 weeks of that injury, you're in a boot. You can't do anything. So he really had to watch his weight and make sure when he does get back on the field, his body's ready to play football.
Let's head back out to our callers again. 518-437-3774 is the number. Caller, welcome. Your name, where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Aaron from...
Looks like we lost him.
Sorry. Please try to call back again. 518-437-3774. We're talking about Hakeem Nicks. Prior to that, Reuben Randall. Talk about the relationship between the two of them. It seems to me that Reuben is just, you know, following every step Hakeem Nicks makes, even though he's not on the practice field, but kind of trying to learn from the veteran. Well, and so the relationship is pretty tight.
And is there a better guy to learn from than Hakeem Nicks? He's a guy that quietly goes about his business. He's a true professional. He plays through injuries. And I think Randall and Nicks have similar personalities. They're not guys that are going to be hurt a lot. They're not going to talk a lot of trash. They're soft-spoken. They're smart. They'll sew their piece, and they'll move on. It's a great guy to learn from.
Let's go to our message board, our Giants message board question. This is from the Shoulders Of. How can you judge Reuben Randall's ability taking reps from passers who may have off throws and not the ability of Eli? Of course, he's talking about David Carr and crew.
Well, Randall has taken some snaps with the first team, first of all, especially in 3 wide receiver formation, so he has gotten some passes from Eli Manning. Number 2, David Carr is a good quarterback. He's going to get good throws from David Carr. That's not going to be an issue. And number 3, even if, let's say, Eli makes a bad throw or Carr or Perilou, if he beats his guy, they record all these practices. They have everything on tape. If they see him beat the guy, use the right technique, and the pass is bad, the coaches don't care about that, as long as Randall's doing the right thing.
At the same time, you want to see the chemistry between Eli and Randall develop.
And I think you'll see that as we go along. And, you know, you're probably not going to see much in the preseason. Eli's only going to play a few snaps. But you get to that second or third preseason game, you like to see them out there working together.
Let's head back out to our phone callers. 518-437-3774 is the phone number. Caller, welcome to the show. Your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Aaron from Indianapolis.
What's going on? What's on your mind?
I just want to know how great Eli's looking in training camp right now.
And you know, it's funny. Eli in the past has kind of come out to training camp and started a little bit slow. This year, I haven't seen that. The defense has been ahead of the offense, but it's like that at every camp. That's just the way it works. The offense takes a lot longer to get into sync. But I think Eli's been sharp, right on the money. He had one interception today. He was picked off. I think it was Hughes in the secondary. I don't quite remember, but he made one bad pass he got picked off on. But otherwise, Eli's been pretty sharp.
I think he's looked extremely sharp. Well, Kevin Gilbride's son, Gilbride Jr., was promoted this year. He's now part of he coaches the wide receivers. So he actually addressed the media earlier this week. So let's listen in on his thoughts. We've been talking a lot about the wide receiving core. Let's hear what he thinks about his own wide receiving core.
The great thing about Dominic is that he's so competitive, he doesn't want to dial it back at all. So it's up to us as coaches to dial him back, to restrict his repetitions during practice. So we make sure that he doesn't re-injure his knee, he doesn't get overly fatigued in that area. But his rehab was, they say he worked his butt off and he got himself ready to go. And that's what I've seen. That's what I've seen so far. So he hasn't missed a beat.
Is Jernigan shown, you know, you guys need him to take a big step?
We do.
He has no catches.
Right.
Does he seeing that he could be that third guy?
He has had a better training camp than he had OTAs and minicamp, and better than last season, and better than last season's training camp. So is he progressing and trending in the right direction? Yes. That's where we want him to be. Is he ready to do that yet? Where he's consistent and knows the ins and outs of our offense and knows how to execute it? Not yet. But I'm okay with that as long as he continues to progress the way that he has so far this training camp.
I mean, he's caught the ball. I mean, you expect that he's going to catch the ball coming back. And mm-hmm. I mean, he's caught the ball over help his shoulder a little bit. Can he do that?
Oh, he can do that,
not
for sure.
Not as fast, yes. Obviously, but
yes.
It's not big.
Yes.
So.
Yes, no, he can definitely do that. And then there's an area there where he can improve as well, and that's positioning himself where the defender's to his inside and he's catching the ball over his outside shoulder. At times, receivers like to widen and catch the ball over their inside shoulder, but if the defender's there, they're going to knock it down every time. So can he improve in that area? Yes. Does he understand that technique? Yes. And can he execute that technique? Yes. But does he have to do it more consistently? Also, yes.
Again, fan interaction. Any questions about the wide receiving core, anything that took place today, or any information you want about the Giants, this is your time to get in on the show. That phone number, 518-437-3774. We just heard from Gilbride Jr., wide receiving coach, and let's head to our Twitter question, kind of tie in here. This is from William B. wants to know, what does Barden need to do better to win the third wide receiver spot, John?
And if you sat there and you listened to Kevin Gilbride's complete media availability, he spoke about how he kind of gave to each wide receiver different things that he wanted them to work on and get better at. For Ramsey's Barden, with his size and his strength, is getting more separation on the wide receiver, using technique to make up for a relative lack of speed to create separation. He uses his body on slants to create space between himself and the defender. The problem is, at least today at practice, you saw defensive backs going around him to get to the football. That's a problem. If you're 6'5 or 6'6 and you're a receiver, and you're letting Justin Trine, a 5'10, get around you to knock away a slant, you can't have that happen.
You cannot have that happen. One thing also I think we saw, I think we were both watching the same play, the inconsistency of Ramsey's Barden. Right off the line of scrimmage, he was able to get space with Prince Amukamara. I believe it was an out route, and he stepped out of bounds.
And you heard
head coach Tom Coughlin and Eli Manning yell at him, "You can't run out of bounds." So he does one thing well, and then he messes up on another. And you know, then Eli walked off to the side and kind of they chatted. But I think that's the biggest thing with Ramsey's Barden, is that he needs to be more consistent with everything he does.
Especially since he's here in his fourth season. They say he knows the playbook well. He knows what routes to run. He's generally a good practice player. But it's consistency. And when he's been healthy, he's been fairly productive in NFL games. That's another thing. Ramsey's can't get injured again this year. He's got to stay healthy, stay on the field. And as a possession receiver, he could be a valuable asset. But he
Absolutely.
Has to hone those skills to become a better possession receiver.
518-437-3774. John, let's head back out to our callers. Caller, welcome to the show. Your name, where are you calling from?
Caller, are you there? No, I guess he's gone.
All right.
Call back. We'll get you on.
Let's continue to talk about the wide receivers. Really not a lot of talk about Cruz, but he was just so sensational last season. And he's actually, this is the best camp I've seen him have. He hasn't had a camp like this. I mean, last year was a little iffy. I think he was waiting for a call to see if he would even make the squad.
Two years ago, he was fantastic, though. That's when he really kind of made his mark before that great preseason game against the Jets. But look, he's comfortable now. I'm not saying he has nothing to lose, but he's coming off a great season. He had 1,500 yards, he had 9 touchdowns. The team knows what he can do. But they didn't want him to get complacent, something that Coach Coughlin can't stand.
Right.
And he hasn't done that. He's come back this year. He's played well. He's done all the right things. He's gone about his business the right way, came back in great shape, and Victor's been great once again. I think the Giants have a very, very good, awesome number two receiver, if not a number one receiver down the road in Victor Cruz.
Let's try our callers again. Caller, welcome to the show. Name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Kip. I'm an Irish Giants fan living in London, UK.
Nice,
oh,
Kip.
Awesome.
What's going on? I have to take time from the Olympics to talk some Giant football. I like it.
Well, that's it. Football's all year round.
Yes, sir. No doubt about it. What's on your mind today, Kip?
Well, I just wanted to know what your opinions are on Martellus Bennett. Everyone sees him as more of a blocking tight end, but with Eli, you know, he can make any tight end a catching and tight end. I was just wondering, have they been running plays with him catching the football, and how is he performing?
Yeah, the last couple of practices, we've seen Martellus Bennett get more involved in the passing game. I believe it was on Monday or Wednesday, I don't quite remember. He had one great catch against Onchore Roll, running deep down the seam. Later on in practice, he caught a pass on Kenny Phillips over the middle for a touchdown. So he's shown the ability to catch the ball, but he doesn't have awesome speed. He's not going to run away from many guys, and he has to be consistent. You're right, he's considered a great blocker. He was a great blocker in Dallas. They know he can do that. Anything they can get from him, catching passes, is going to be gravy. And he's right. If there's someone that could turn him into a good wide receiver, it's Eli Manning.
And I think Martellus Bennett would disagree with you, because yesterday, addressing the media, he called himself the Black Unicorn.
Do unicorns have good hands?
No, but they're fast.
Are they?
I think so.
Can they fly? Apparently you're the unicorn expert, no?
I kind of like that. I think I'm going to use that all season long, the black unicorn. I kind of like that. Let's head back out to our callers. Caller, welcome to the show. Your name and your location.
Hey, John, this is Rich from California. How are you doing?
What's going on, Rich? How are you, pal?
Hey, good. Hey, how come the offensive linemen never get any credit with the in New York, ever?
Well, you know what? I think this offensive line did get a lot of credit, especially from 2007 to, like, 2010, when you had that core unit, O'Hara at center, Snee, Deal, McKenzie, and that group all together doing their thing. And Richie Seibert, of course, how could I forget Richie? And they got a lot of credit because they dominated with the running game. They protected Eli Manning. Now, the reason you're not hearing as much about the offensive line this year is because, frankly, at least run blocking last year, they didn't have a great season. The Giants were dead last running the football during the regular season, 32nd. David Deal called it embarrassing. Ahmad Bradshaw said it was a travesty. They didn't play well in terms of run blocking. And every time an offensive lineman talks to the media at training camp, whether it's Deal or Snee or David Boss, the first thing they say, we're working on running the football better. And that is the goal number one. They were the first ever team to win a Super Bowl being ranked 32nd running the football. They need balance. That's not going to happen again. They got to get better running the ball.
And Dancing Bears love to run the football, so they should want to get better at running the football.
James Brewer, the Dancing Bear.
It's what it's what offensive linemen love to do. They love to run the ball more so than pass protect.
They do, and that's one thing William Beattie has to get better at left tackle. He's shown he can be a good pass protector. He has to become a little bit more of a mauler there, get a little more physical in the running game. And now with this back injury, he's not quite 100% healthy. I want to see him become a little bit more of a physical force there at left tackle.
Head back out to our phone lines again. 518-437-3774 is the phone number. Caller, welcome to the show. Your name and where are you calling from?
Sam Navarro, and I'm calling from Germany.
Sam, what's up? International today.
Germany,
I
love it.
Yes, definitely. And I like the pick, first round, David Wilson. And I just wanted to know what type of impact. I know he's a rookie, but what type of impact do you guys think he'll make on his first year?
Well, I'll tell you what, the physical skills are all there. In my 6 years here with the Giants, I've never seen anybody with the type of speed, quickness, and explosion than I've seen out of David Wilson. Now, a couple of caveats. Number one, he's doing all this when no one's trying to kill him. So that's number one. Let's see him do it in a preseason game, which is always the test for any rookie in the NFL. Number two, and he has to get better at the little things. Like pass protection. If you're going to play on third
downs, that's actually a big thing.
You have to protect Eli Manning. But fans consider those the little things. And you have to protect the quarterback.
The Giants, it's the biggest thing. Well, it's the most important thing. It's the one thing that's going to get him on the field. That's my concern.
Because Eli Manning's the biggest thing. No question
right about
it. He has to learn how to protect against the pass rush. And he also has to learn how to catch passes out of the backfield. He dropped an easy pass out of the backfield during practice today. So those are a couple things that he has to do and get better at if he wants to earn his way onto the field. But if you ask me right now who the number two running back is behind Ahmad Bradshaw opening day, I'm going to say David Wilson. He has that type of explosive big play ability.
Well, Brandon Jacobs now with the San Francisco 49ers. That position battle for that third down running back is in effect, and DJ Ware is really the front runner. I had a chance to catch up with him earlier this week. Here's my insider.
You're back up here in Albany. You got to like it better here, the camaraderie and the team being together away from the city.
It's kind of cool. I mean, just getting to get away. But, you know, I kind of like being at home, too, just because we're close to the house and, you know, we have to drive too far to get away. But, you know, at the same time, you know, it's probably better that we're here so we can all get together and be away. Everybody's away from their home and, you know, everybody's out here focused on getting better and better every day.
Now, this could be potentially a huge season for you. Brandon Jacobs now with the San Francisco 49ers and an opportunity to play behind Ahmad Bradshaw and get some significant playing time. Excited for this season?
I'm very excited. Just out here trying to prove what I can do and, you know, getting ready to get out there on that field and make some plays. And, you know, that's all I want to do is go out there and be able to spin Ahmad whenever he gets tired, come out. He can come to the bench, I can come in, and, you know, the production doesn't go down.
Well, talk about what you've done this offseason to prepare for this season, knowing this is your big opportunity, DJ.
Just went back home down to Georgia to get back into my roots. Did a little training with a guy named Jim Lerner at High Intensity Sports. just focus on getting my hips down low, getting my pad level down, you know, explosion, speed, quickness, agilities. Just did a bunch of work just trying to get back to the fundamentals and make sure my game is strong.
You've got some young guys on your squad, Darrell Scott entering his second year, and of course they drafted David Wilson. Have you been somewhat of a mentor for them, especially here at training camp?
Oh yeah, try to make sure they know what they're doing, make sure they're always in the right position. Trying to tell them they got to take notes, they got to watch the guys in front of them just to make sure they know what they're doing, because I don't want to get them out there and mess them up. You know, it makes the running back room look bad. So we try to keep them on their toes, make sure they're always where they need to be.
Again, phone call number if you want to get into the show, 518-437-3774. Questions about the backfield. We're moving on to that right now. And looking at the depth chart, John, after Ahmad Bradshaw, we talked a lot about David Wilson. We just heard from DJ Ware. From what I understand, he does have the third down playbook, so he's the front runner. But what about Darrell Scott and Andre Brown right now?
Yeah, DJ Ware is very dependable. The Giants know what they have with him. He can catch balls out of the backfield. He can protect Eli Manning, like you mentioned, super important. Then you got guys like Darrell Scott and Andre Brown. Are the Giants going to carry three running backs? Are they going to carry four? Well, whether or not one of those guys starts to stick out and make a name for himself here in camp and in the preseason will go a long way in determining that. They'll have the opportunity in preseason games and the rest of camp. They got to show the coaching staff something to prove to them that they deserve to make this roster.
Let's head out to our Giants message board question. This is from Captain Chaos. We know about the speed aspect of the rushing attack with Brandon Jacobs, again, who's now in San Francisco. Who's set to become the power back for the offense?
Fans, when did Ahmad Bradshaw become this speed scat back? Did you not see him put Brodney Poole about 2 feet into the turf last year in December? Bradshaw's got plenty of power. DJ Ware's put on a lot of muscle. He's got plenty of power. They'll be fine. David Wilson's a fast guy. He's explosive. And again, there'll be plenty of damage between the tackles. Don't worry about losing Brandon Jacobs.
Tight ends, of course, Martellus Bennett and Bear Pascoe. How are they going to affect their play, what we see from them at camp, what we see from them in preseason games? How is their play going to affect, I guess, what Kevin Gilbride does in games in regard to running the ball or passing the ball more?
Well, it's huge. You have to rely on your tight ends to run the football. They're basically part of the offensive line. And like we talked about with the caller earlier in the show, Bennett's a great blocker. He was a great blocker in Dallas. We know he can do that. And Bear Pascoe's proven over the last couple of years what he can do as well. He's extremely solid. You know what you're getting. He's very good at what he does. So I think his blockers are pretty reliable. We'll see what you get out of them in the passing game. But quite frankly, Anita, this team has so many potential big targets at wide receiver. You might not need the tight end to give you a lot through the air. If you can run out there some 3 and 4 wide receiver sets with Randall or Jernigan, Barden even, you know, we'll see what happens.
Less than 5 minutes left in the show, folks, so you want to get your call in. 518-437-3774 is the phone number. John, here's some more Twitter questions.
Sure.
And again, on Twitter, send us your questions. Hashtag Giants Chat. This is from Duncan, and I believe, like, all these international...
Duncan's from the UK. Well, he's always tweeting me. Well,
I love
it. He listens to our show in the morning because I guess it's 8:30 here. It's in the middle of the afternoon there. So, gotta love the international Giant fans worldwide.
Is there anyone who has surprised you during camp? I mean, there's a number of guys that we've talked about, but let's break it down even further.
All right,
who
surprises.
Has surprised you the most?
I did not expect to see the type of consistency that I've seen out of David Douglas. Yeah, like a rookie, you will occasionally have a big play here or there. That's fine. But every practice, see him make 2 or 3 or 4 catches where he makes a little in-cut, a little slant. He always seems to be where he's supposed to be. On offense, to me, I'll go with the surprise there. On defense, I guess it's a surprise, but Mark Herzlick has come in, and I think he's had an excellent camp. He's knocked down a couple passes, had a couple picks. He's always been there mentally. He understands where he needs to be. I saw a play today, though, that really stood out to me. The Giants ran, I think it was a swing pass, and you saw Herzlick run all the way from the middle of the field to the sideline, cut off the corner from the running back, couldn't get around the edge, and that's the type of speed Herzlick needs to show to be better in coverage that'll earn his way onto the field.
Had a chance to talk to Herzlick yesterday, and he was telling me that a lot of that speed is not only the physical aspect of what he's done in preseason to get ready for camp, but also the mental aspect of knowing Perry Fuel's defense and mentally not having to think so much. That's helped him in regard to reacting to the ball.
That's what the coaches said he had to get better at, and Mark Herzlick's one of the hardest workers on the team. He's improved big time.
Less than a minute in the show. Let's get in one more Twitter question. It's from Melissa. Describe with one word this team's personality this far in camp, John.
I'm going to go with professional.
Okay. Loose?
Not too loose, though.
No?
That's why they're professional. If you're too loose, that's bad.
Confident? Yeah, I'm feeling confident here.
But not cocky.
You've been here.
That's why I'm going with professional.
You've been here every day. I've been here about 4 or 5 days.
It's a very business-like approach that Coach Coughlin loves.
Determined?
Sure, that works. I like determined.
Right?
Fierce?
I like fierce.
How about that?
But I'm with you, professional. I mean, this is a team that won the Super Bowl. You know, they have the target on their backs now.
And they're not resting
every
on
team
their
is going to be
either.
Eyeing for them. So no they're coming in, and they do have that swagger.
They do, but it's not too much. They're still out here working hard. They know they have to earn it once again, beginning to end in 2012.
John Schmoke, Anita Marks, we want to thank you for all of us here, our broadcast team, everybody working so hard all day long. This is Big Blue Kickoff Live. And it's brought to you by Andrew Mark. We're coming to you live from University at Albany, and we're here every day. So make sure you tune in tomorrow at 5:30. Exciting, more practice tomorrow. Hopefully the weather will continue to be this beautiful, and there'll be more hitting going on tomorrow.
Anita's working on her tan. She loves every second.
Right? All right. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Really appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow.